Good morning. I'd like to welcome you all and thank you all for coming here this morning. I'd like to also give you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Sermon text for this morning is found in Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 22. I ask that you please stand for the reading of the text. Read as follows in the name of our Lord. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness, and said, Why tempt me? Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny, and he saith unto them, Whose is this image and superscription? They say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. When they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Amen. Please be seated. Right away we see the Pharisees again trying to trick Jesus. They go out and take counsel amongst themselves to try to find some way that they can get Jesus trapped, to make him say something against the government, or to say something just so they can make him look like a fool. And the Pharisees, as most of us know, are the holiest of the Jews. They are the ones that are following all the rules and all the regulations. They just haven't realized that Jesus is the one that has been prophesied about. So all they're doing is trying to get him to say something wrong and prove that he's not the one. So the Pharisees send their disciples. And this one, it took me a little while to catch that it was the Pharisees were sending their disciples. It wasn't Jesus' disciples that are being talked about. The students and the ones that are learning from the Pharisees are sent by the Pharisees with the Herodians. And this is the first time we see the Herodians come into play with the Pharisees. They're normally on total opposite pages. But when they decide that they're going to try and follow the work of Jesus Christ, they feel that they have a common bond and they're going to get together. And right away they admit that Jesus is teaching truth. That he knows what he's talking about. There's nothing, Jesus hasn't said anything wrong, and he hasn't done anything wrong. So they figured out the way to get him stuck. They know that he doesn't care what man thinks. He doesn't care about the laws of man. He only cares about the laws of God. And they figure they're going to get him on one of those laws. So they ask him, Is it lawful to give tribute or to pay taxes to Caesar? And And here comes the title verse to my sermon. I was just asked to get a theme verse for it, so I read through it quick, and I saw that verse, and I liked it. Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Jesus doesn't fool around. He just calls them hypocrites outright. And he knows exactly what they're trying to do. And it just shows how much he does know. He shows that no matter how we try to hide it, God knows our intentions in whatever we do. So I just got a kick out of that, so I had to pick that verse. So Jesus tells them to show me the money. And of course they do. And they bring him a penny. And just like any form of currency, even the ones we have today, there is a picture or superscription or image, whatever you want to call it, of one of the leaders of the government. And on this one, it's a penny with Caesar's head on it. So Jesus says, it's Caesar's. No matter what, I mean, since his head is on it, the coin is his, so give it to him. So, what does that mean? Does it mean it's lawful to pay taxes or wrong? It means that the money is Caesar's, so none of it matters. The money doesn't matter. The things we can buy with the money don't matter. It's all Caesar's. Now, a lot of people try to use this one, this verse, to say that you have to pay taxes. But it really doesn't say that. But since so many people have heard from this verse that you have to, I'm going to take and go into Romans and show you where it says that you have to. In Romans 13, it's the first 7 verses. And I'll just read right through the whole thing because I don't want to try and skip and jump around. I'll just read through the whole thing. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is due, honor to whom honor is due. It makes it pretty plain that whoever's in power has been put there by God. So the government that is in power over us right now, it has been put there by God. And if we resist that government or resist their rules, resist their taxes, we're resisting God. In the first scripture reading this morning, in Isaiah 45, it read of Cyrus. And I don't know if a lot of you know about Cyrus, but Cyrus was put in place by God. Cyrus had nothing to do with God in his life. He never worshiped God. He never prayed to God. He never told anyone that God was his Savior. But God worked through him and did marvelous things through him. So there's no way that he wasn't of God. So that's a good way to show us that the government has been put there by God. Now we'll go back to the sermon text. Jesus says, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's." So we know that that's the money, the taxes, the revenue, the honor, or the votes, or whatever you want to call it. But Jesus also says, "And render unto God the things that are God's." Now here's the part that I had really had trouble with. Took me a little while to figure out what that really meant. So I talked to a few of my friends that are in the seminary, and we discussed this, and I talked to Pastor Jerry about it, and we discussed this. And it actually became really clear what we are to render unto God. If you read in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, "And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So with the image of Caesar on the coin, it makes the coin Caesar's. And with the image of God upon man, that makes man God's. So render unto God the things that are God's really means give yourself unto God. Everything that you do, everything that you say, your whole being, your whole life, give unto God. That's really scary. And it really shoots down some of our dreams. That's one thing I've been realizing lately. I mean, I don't know how many of you know this, but I grew up on a farm in central Minnesota, and I absolutely love it. But I'm up here, not because I want to, but because I have to. If it was up to me, I'd be back at home farming and working out in the barn. But God has shown me that this is where he wants me. And I absolutely love it. No matter how much I say I want to go home, how much I say I want to be home farming, hunting, just doing whatever I want to do, I absolutely love it here. This congregation, the support from this congregation, has all been put there by God for me. So I feel that I've been put here by God for you. Well, a little bit of a sidetrack there, I guess. Sorry. But it becomes pretty obvious that God is telling us exactly what we are to do. It tells us that no matter what we are doing, we are to give it to God. Whether we're going to school or doing construction, if we're sitting in an office all day, it is given unto God. Because we are in the image of God. And Jesus tells us the things that are God's give unto him. And here the Pharisees do something that they should be pretty accustomed to doing. Just, they marveled. They marveled at Jesus again. Because Jesus knew what he was what they were trying to do to him. He read between their flimsy lines. And he just showed them what there was to say. He didn't get in trouble. He didn't take any power away from God. He didn't take any power away from the government. He gave power to God, and he gave power to the government. And they were trying to get him to take power away from both. Just another way that Jesus shows that he's in control of everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear your word. Father, we ask that you would open our hearts to accept this word. And ask that you would give us strength to go through this next week. And that your word would comfort us through everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Humble your hearts and your heads and receive the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.